And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game, so just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back. Alrighty then, positive heads, welcome. Here we grow again. It is a Friday here in the studio as I record, and I hope you are doing just fine whenever, wherever this broadcast finds you. And today I want to talk a little bit about beliefs and desires and, you know, namely the idea that all of our beliefs have formed who we are up to this point, right? That's really how you can define yourself. Like, you are the summation of all beliefs that you've ever held and decisions that you've made as well that have led to where you find yourself and the unique perspective from which you view the universe and the world around you. The thing with that is one, not only are we completely unique beings, each and every one of us, and yes, there's, you know, similar beings, hence people tuning into this podcast, right? Where I would say we're close reflections, soul fam. Of sorts. And so certainly there are close reflections. And that being said, you're also a completely unique emanation of source. And I think it is really important to keep in mind as you continue your journey that you are not who you are, you know, 10 years ago, 10 months ago, 10 days ago. And so, I mean, the amount of growth that can happen in such a short period of time is astounding. I actually had someone write me yesterday talking about how, you know, their journey and where they were at a year and a half ago and finding the show and then how much they'd grown and now moving into their coaching themselves and such, like Dark Knight of the Soul, from Dark Knight of the Soul, feeling very lost to a year and a half later, you know, helping others, right? And just it sounds like tremendous trajectory. And so of growth. So I think it's really, really important as we take that journey. And if you're doing the work of constantly self-examining yourself and wanting to upgrade and grow, you're on a fast track and typically a faster path than the average person around you, right? A lot of us, even our families and things, you can see our parents have not even moved the needle much, you know, since we were born, perhaps, or aren't aware when something is challenging, to them, or that hold on, there's something for me to examine here. Where is it pointing to my blind spot, right? And I actually dealt with this with my own family over Thanksgiving. It's like two family members showed up, two different family members showed up not feeling well. We're like, you should probably COVID test. And then they both had COVID separately. Like these are a few hours apart, right? And it was like, to me, it was like a great example of, this sort of like thing that so many families do to sweep things under the rug or not be completely mindful and thoughtful in your actions. Even though I'm not big on, I've been given very little energy to COVID. If I was feeling sick and I was going to go be around others, I would take the 10 minutes to go by the drugstore and get the test, right? And in this case, neither family member did that. And it's, I think there's a certain amount of like disconnect from like really thinking about your impact on others. And it's, I mean, these are wonderful, beautiful souls, right? But you know, if you're really focused on your growth, I think that becomes like you're really, really mindful of how you're potentially impacting others. And so if you've been on this path of, you know, self-growth, you're probably moving quicker than those around you if you're consciously seeking and self-examining all the time. And so what can happen though is especially coming out of the holiday, let's say you're around, a family member over Thanksgiving holiday, or you will be over the upcoming, holidays in December, that you're around your mother, father, uncle, you haven't seen in a long time and you've changed so much, but they still view you through the same old lens and sort of are looking at you as that little kid or the person you were, a year ago or 5 years ago or whatever. And then we can take that stuff on and then allow it to define us. And I think it's really, really important not to let old ideas or ideas that others hold about you define you. Don't let old beliefs deny who your new desires, your new realizations. Don't let others who aren't on your journey then look at you through the same lens and expect you to be. A lot of times people are thrown when you've changed too, right? It like upsets them. They want things to be the same. They expect you to show up a certain way, and they might even prod you to get a reaction to say, oh, yep, okay, he hasn't really changed. I can still, it's like, was it Ram Dass? I think if you think you're enlightened, spend a week with your family, it's like, oh, I can still get my brother riled. Okay, I'm good. He's not a Zen master yet, right? And so I think it's just very, very important on this journey to constantly, allow me to reintroduce myself. I am shedding old skin. I am doing things differently. Who I am or who I was has no bearing on who I am in this moment and who I'm evolving into. So it's so important for us all to focus on looking forward, looking at the now and forward, spend that precious energy instead of like maybe rehashing old energies or focused on old versions of yourself. It's like, Alan Watts said, don't look at the, he said, well, here, I pulled it up. We think that the world is limited and explained by its past. We tend to think that what happened in the past determines what is going to happen next. And we do not see that it is exactly the other way around. What is always the source of the world is the present. The past doesn't explain a thing. The past trails behind the present like the wake of a ship and eventually disappears. And so it's of paramount importance, especially with the speed with which you're moving compared relatively to maybe some around you. And of course, there's probably many around you. A lot of times that which is likened to itself is drawn. We surround ourselves with community. And, you know, I'm fortunate to have a lot of, you know, conscious community around me. I didn't always. And some of you listening to this may be in some remote geographical location where you're not as fortunate to have, you know, conscious community surrounding you. So it's really important to remember this and to be aware, like, okay, I am my own sort of meter. I am my own compass. Someone's old story around me, I'm not going to be sold back into it. And especially if it's someone who has a lot of influence over, you know, someone that, you know, maybe you really looked up to, that uncle or aunt as a child, and now here they are, they've done very little self examining in their life and growth, and they don't expect you to either, and therefore they're still seeing you as, you know, through you know, not only seeing a version of you that no longer is there, but seeing through the lens of their own you know, everyone seeing through their own lens, their own blind spots, right? And you can only see things at the level to which you're sort of vibrating yourself. And so it's really important that you realize you are the authority. You are, you know, and this goes for even when you start looking at someone who seems really advanced, the other end, like the guru type energy, you know. Chad and I talked about this on this week's Soul Share episode. Like, you know, Terrence McKenna said, forget gurus, follow plants. For that reason, you know, it's like giving someone else the power. That's the other end, is like where we like, oh, this person, they've done so much great. They've done so many wonderful things. Look at their, you know, how many people admire them and follow them, or, you know, they have a best-selling book or podcast or whatever the story is, right? And then we start giving our power away. And if any great teacher is going to really point to you being the ultimate authority for yourself, you know, yeah, people can lead you to water. You can lead a horse to water. You can help people to see something and find the power within themselves, but always be very mindful of someone who's trying to hold you to old beliefs and old ideas about, you know, an old skin that you've long since shed, or maybe recently shed, right? And also, you know, someone who is, you know, telling you that they have the path to your up-leveling is the other end of that spectrum, in a sense where, you know, you're now giving your power away. Don't give your power away in any direction. You are the authority. You are the one who knows what's best for you. You are, no one can gauge your own journey as accurately as you can. If you're seeing things clearly, and if you're willing to be honest, if you're willing to constantly self-examine, I mean, that's been my big, man, I think back to how stubborn I could be in the past and how aggressive I could be in my viewpoint about, you know, my rightness in a situation, and bring lots of fire with it and passion in my, you know, defense of what is just and right and should be and all those stories. And it's just taken time to really train myself to be like, okay, what is this showing me about myself? Wait, is there a blind spot here? Okay, this person's saying there might be a blind spot. Instead of being super, super defensive about it, let me just really check in and try and be, you know, kind of remove yourself from it and look at it as objectively as you possibly can to determine, oh, okay, maybe they're onto something here. You know, maybe this is being said for a reason that is leading me somewhere, like we talked about last week. You know, even if it's what's being said is maybe inaccurate, everything that's ever been uttered and you've heard is there to serve you in some way, shape, or form. So it might be pointing you to be, have more resolve and, you know, really understanding who and what you are, that is, you know, the opposite of what they said, but it's helped you to like, no, actually I'm examining this and I am spot on with my authenticity and with my truth and perspective. And so just always, you know, sort of holding up the mirror to ourselves in some way, shape, or form, not allowing old beliefs hold you prisoner, certainly not allowing, you know, old beliefs to deny your new desire. You know, sometimes you have these new desires. I hear this one a lot, even with the person that I referenced that was wrote me, you know, yesterday, and them saying, you know, oh, I kept thinking, you know, am I worthy to go from, you know, Dark Night of the Soul to now coaching others? And, you know, and it's like, the answer is yes. Yes. You having a new desire around whatever you're having a desire, there's never been a soul more worthy in all of eternity than you. There, no soul has ever been more worthy of having all the good things that life has to offer than you. You are as worthy as anyone who has ever walked this planet and any being who hasn't, because you are it. You are part of, there's only one, and you are so, so worthy. And it doesn't mean you don't have work to do to sort of be a vibrational match for your new desire, but don't let old beliefs about self-worth deny the new desire to take root and allow that acorn of desire to sprout. And how is it going to sprout? By creating the right conditions for it to sprout, right? If you put it on a shelf and say, oh, I'm not worthy, put it on the shelf in my bedroom and leave it at that. I had the desire. I'm going to put that away. Let's put it in a drawer. You know, it's never going to turn into an oak tree. Give it the right water, give it the right sunlight, give it the right, you know, conditions, and watch what it can grow into, something so much, you know, more grand than the acorn. Although without the acorn, it couldn't be. So it's not better, it's just different. And from one perspective, it's more robust, and, you know, it's a evolution of the acorn. So don't ever let someone else's old beliefs, especially yours, deny your new, because of your beliefs, you know, abracadabra. What does it mean? How does it translate? I create as I speak, right? If you believe it and you're pronouncing it as so, then abracadabra. It is, you know, Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. You are your own authority. You've got the power. You always have. And now you're waking up to it. And that is a very, very exciting time to be alive. And the amount of work you've done to get to this point where you're having these realizations and tapping into this power, right? You, when these words are hitting these vibrations are hitting your ears, which then you're translating in its energy, right, in your system, and that ping of excitement into the truth, you know, of what's being said about your power. That's your awakening, that beast inside that wants to, you know, that oak tree inside that's ready to burst through all the things in its way. And wow, what an exciting time to be alive. That's what I got for you today. Hope this helps you on your journey in this moment as you float on through eternity. Speaking of floating on, this song's called The Floating Away that I've got for you today by Ed Apollo. Hope you enjoy. Till next time, journey well.